As the opioid crisis rages across the country, many government and health groups have stepped up to try to address the problem with more money and new programs. But in Missouri, there are currently more than 1,600 people who want drug treatment and have to wait to get it. That's because there are not enough counselors to help drug users with the mental aspect of addiction. Alex Smith of KCUR in Kansas City reports.
When Cody Goodwin of Independence, Missouri was 24, he had already been hooked on opioids, including heroin, for years. His sister decided that jail was the only way he could be cut off from drugs, so she reported him to the police.
You know, I was mad at my sister at first, boy. You know, she got me locked up, I was upset. But now I look back and it saved my life.
Goodwin had wanted to quit, but during his month going cold turkey in jail, he found out how horrible heroin withdrawal could be. Vomiting, cold sweats, and very little sympathy from jail staff.
You know, I asked them what they could do for it, and they said, we can just put you in a cell by yourself with a drain in the middle of the floor, basically.
When he got out, Goodwin found a methadone clinic where he could get medication-assisted treatment. But there was a catch. If he wanted methadone, he'd also need to see a therapist. Over the past few years, there's been a growing agreement that medication-assisted treatment is the best way to kick opioids. But the drugs only treat the physical side of addiction, explains Marcia Page White. She's a clinical director of Rediscover, a community mental health center in Kansas City, and she says therapy aims to address changes in thinking that can happen when someone develops addiction behavior.
You start to give yourself permission to do a lot of things. So where a person may have never shoplifted in the past, you know, now they need to get some money to support their addiction, so now they're giving themselves permission to shoplift.
Federal guidelines say that treatment with medications like methadone or Suboxone should be used in conjunction with therapy. But White says counseling is an especially difficult job because of the challenges of addiction.
You have to try to outsmart the addiction, so you have to do a lot of confrontation of folks. You know, and if someone looks like they're using, you have to say, are you using? And they'll say no, but you know they are.
White says that her workplace struggles to find people who want to be counselors. The company has had positions open for months, and that's affected its capacity to serve clients. As a result, Rediscover has a list of around 50 people waiting to get into treatment. Substance abuse programs have suffered from public funding cuts for years, says Washington University social work professor David Patterson Silverwolf. But he says now the system has reached a breaking point.
Things are occurring that has never happened in the treatment industry. For one, people are actually ODing in the waiting room. Patients are ODing in the bathroom.
Lots of federal and state dollars have poured into opioid treatment in recent years, but Patterson Silverwolf says temporary budget increases or big one-time grants aren't enough for the long-term transformation that's needed.
There needs to be some stability, just like any business. It's hard to think way out. Are these monies going to be around in a year or two?
You know, I have to be the new person that I am.
Cody Goodwin continues to meet with his counselor, Mary Bitterman, on a regular basis. But his recovery has shifted from fighting constant cravings and withdrawal to bigger picture thinking about his life and future. Goodwin may have been skeptical about talk therapy, but once he started, that changed.
It was exciting. And what was exciting about it was that there was people that cared, man, you know, and they were here to help you.
Goodwin just marked his second year of sobriety. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Smith in Kansas City.